I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The IU Opera Theater presents Le Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro, September 20th and 21st, and then the next weekend as well. Guest conductor is Anthony Walker, no relation. Stage director is Michael Schell, who also teaches acting at IU. And the set design comes from Alan Charles Klein. Our guests are the soprano Tiffany Cho, who plays Susanna, and the baritone Milan Babic, who plays Figaro. They're both pursuing master's degrees in music and vocal performance in the Jacobs School. Tiffany, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Orange County, California, and I have been in the Bloomington area for about going on 6 years now. Because I did my undergrad here as
well. You did your undergrad as well?
Yeah.
What attracted you to the School of Music?
The operas, mostly, and the productions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw the live streams, and I was like, wow, so cool before I got here. Because the productions are just unlike any other university productions, you know.
Now, you're playing Susanna, who sometimes is clever and sometimes kind of dumb, frankly, in this particular production. Now, wait, you're making a face at me. What I'm saying is that she really is pretty clever, but every now and then she sometimes maybe doubts Figaro just a little bit. Briefly.
Mm-hmm.
Briefly.
Very briefly. Yeah, maybe like a minute.
Yeah.
What do you like about playing the role of Susanna? What do you like about the vocal aspects of it?
Vocally, it just sits in such a nice place for me personally. Her character is just so... She expresses all her feelings in a musical manner. So even if she's angry, it's always seen in the music. And it's just a lot of fun to play around with the different dynamics and expressive qualities that her music has to portray the character.
We sometimes say that a person's face reflects their emotions. In this case, it's the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What a wonderful thought. Milan, you're a baritone. You're pursuing a master's, and you're also playing the role of Figaro. Where are you from?
I was born in the northwest suburbs of Chicago in Arlington Heights, but my family is from Bosnia Herzegovina in Serbia.
So. And you spent the summer this past year and the past year before that actually in Germany working.
Mm-hmm. It's a program. It's a summer program, and they offer lots of variety in operas. Specifically in Weimar, this program, they love Mozart, so they prepared Le Nozze di Figaro and Die Zauberflöte this past summer, which I was happily a part of.
You got to play Papageno. Did you also get a chance to work a little bit on The Marriage of Figaro?
Unfortunately, no. Just because of time constraints, that last month would have overlapped with classes.
I asked Tiffany a little bit about what she likes about singing the part. What do you like?
Vocally, again, same with Tiffany. It sits in such a perfect spot. His range can hit high, low, but it's always comfortable. And it's not something that's overly virtuosic or, you know, it's not overly difficult, but it's still very impressive. As far as the character goes, I think I just relate to Figaro very, very much, just being that kind of, you know, romantic baritone falling in love. And in the end, he wants to outwit everybody. And sometimes he does get duped, but even when he does get duped, he tries to convince people that he is always one step ahead.
Yeah.
So, which that last part I might not relate to entirely because I'm not that witty, but I do relate to that kind of character. Mm-hmm. So,
baritone Milan Babic and soprano Tiffany Cho, they'll be on stage in the IU Opera Theater production of Le Nozze di Figaro, The Marriage of Figaro, conducted by Anthony Walker with stage direction by Michael Schell. And that opens on the 20th, plays the 20th and 21st, then the 27th and 28th in the Musical Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.